The year 1391 was a key year for the Jews' existence in the city of Córdoba. It was during this year that the notorious assault took place on the Jewish quarter by an excited mob. From then on, the San Bartolomé parish was created with its corresponding church, with the intention of taking in all the Jews who felt the need to convert to Christianity. After passing through the modest pointed arch that forms the first doorway, the visitor can access a false courtyard in which the reuse of columns and capitals from the Roman and Islamic period stands out. From this gallery, a second doorway appears with a solemn pointed arch, a clever example of Gothic Mudéjar architecture, which stands out for its zigzag decoration. We are, in fact, in the central room of the church, which was never finished, and which gives way on its southern side to the chapel of San Bartolomé, whose interior space is divided by two Gothic ribbed vaults. However, the most characteristic feature of the chapel of San Bartolomé is undoubtedly its decorative program, made up of plasterwork combining plant, heraldic, and epigraphic motives, and the tiled walls that stand out due to their vivid colors. At the beginning of the 18th century, Cardinal Salazar bought a series of plots of land located in the vicinity of the convent church of San Pedro Alcántara, with the intention of funding a school dedicated to the cathedral's choir boys. Due to the atrocious plague epidemic that devastated the city of Córdoba during those years, the building had to be converted into a hospital. After the death of Cardinal Salazar, it was his nephew, Don Pedro de Salazar y Góngora, who continued with the project, which was completed in 1724. The facade and main courtyard, with its marble fountain, are a great example of austere Andalusian Baroque. At the end of the 19th century, teaching began to take place in this hospital as it became the headquarters of the Faculty of Medicine until 1969. The hospital was then closed down and the Law and Philosophy University were established. Finally, after the founding of Córdoba's University in 1972, this emblematic building has remained the Faculty of Arts.